Newton Media Group, a family of creative services, presents the Voice Over Work podcast. On the podcast today, we take a little deeper look into a book introduced in a previous podcast with a chapter-by-chapter look at Secrets of Mental Toughness, Mindset Mastery to Become Strongest Man, Change Your Thoughts, Eliminate Negative Thinking, and Build Positive Attitude. Mental Training for Strength, Success, Willpower. Written by Dan Jacob, narrated by Russell Newton. Section 1, Understanding Mental Toughness. Chapter 1, The Foundation of Mental Toughness. Mental toughness is a characteristic that is held by virtually every top performer in the world, regardless of what they're known for. Top CEOs, top athletes, top musicians and artists, and even top performing sales employees at various companies across the globe all have mental toughness in common. Being mentally tough is not always easy, but it is always possible. Even someone who is not presently mentally tough can grow their mental toughness so that they can be more resilient and consistent in life. For that reason, mental toughness is something that everyone can have if they're willing to put in the work to make it happen. Before you can really begin to become more mentally tough in your own life, you need to know what the foundation of mental toughness is. This way, you know exactly what you're working toward creating in your life, and you have clarity on what you need to focus on in order to achieve success. Emotional resilience. One of the biggest cornerstones of mental toughness is emotional resilience. Emotional resilience is one's ability to witness and experience emotions without allowing those emotions to completely derail their life. According to Dr. Mudholina Roy Choudhury, emotional resilience is when you're able to calm your frantic mind after encountering a negative experience. This means that any time you encounter something troubling in life, you are able to identify that this experience has been troubling and then find a solution for the situation. Being able to tap into emotional resilience and use it is a feat, as the natural human response is to allow their emotions to hijack them so that they respond emotionally to whatever situation. Chapter 2, You Might Be Your Own Biggest Enemy. One of the hardest pills to swallow in my journey toward becoming more mentally tough was realizing that the biggest reason why I was not mentally tough was because of myself. When it comes to our mindset and our ability to grow and change how we approach life, we truly can be our own biggest enemy. We have a tendency to hold ourselves back through multiple forms of self-sabotage, often starting with us not having enough belief in ourselves and in our ability to get where we want to go. For me, I had spent my entire life engaging in poor behaviors that prevented me from ever really doing anything meaningful with my time. As a teenager, I spent most of my life video gaming and barely getting high enough grades to pass school. I always did the bare minimum, because I knew it was enough to keep everyone off my back by getting everything done while still having enough time to lounge around and do nothing. As an adult, I switched from video games to Netflix and lounging around, playing on my phone for hours, letting this time pass as I convinced myself that there was no way I could make anything better for myself. I was so committed to this belief that there was nothing more I could do that I never ended up really going after anything. And so I never created any success in my own life. You may not be wasting time watching TV and scrolling on your phone instead of improving your life, but you might be failing yourself in some other major way. The truth is, there are many ways that we fail ourselves when it comes to doing better in our lives. The most important thing is that you realize that if you knew how to do things differently, you would be doing things differently. It's not for lack of trying that you're in this position. You simply have not set yourself up for success with it, and so you're not generating the results that you desire. That's why you're here reading this book right now, so that you can stop showing up with a knife to a gunfight. Chapter 3, Leveraging Your Mindset for Toughness. Your mindset has the power to destroy your mental toughness, which means it also has the power to build it. If you have the right mindset, mental toughness becomes inevitable, because you have all of the right tools that you need to become mentally tough. In fact, most of becoming mentally tough starts with having the right mindset, so that you're already thinking in a way that exhibits mental toughness. Through the right mindset, you will have the right perceptive of life, which means that you'll be more in control of how you respond to life around you. You will be more in control of your emotions. You will habitually respond to things in a way that is more effective, and you'll create a life that exhibits mental toughness in virtually every way possible. In this chapter, I'm going to introduce you to 8 different mindset shifts that you can make to become more mentally tough. That being said, understand that everything proposed in this book is going to contribute to you cultivating the right mindset that will serve you in becoming a more mentally tough individual. Cultivating a sense of mental discipline. The first thing that you can do to serve your mental toughness is cultivate a sense of mental discipline. Mental discipline is a skill that is going to help you continue to adhere to your own guidelines as to what you want to achieve in life consistently and reliably. If you want to become more mentally tough, having mental discipline is going to help you with reinforcing your mental habits so that you're always responding to life in a way that effectively serves your mental toughness. You can learn all about this mindset shift in my book, Secrets of How to Build Self-Discipline. Becoming an optimistic person. Stay positive is an overused saying that fails to... Chapter 4, The Psyche of the Mentally Tough. The psyche of the mentally tough is different from the psyche of the average person in many key ways. In general, the mentally tough have a very different way of looking at life, and they adhere to very different philosophies in how they choose to live their lives. For me, learning about the psyche of the mentally tough was like learning a new way of life altogether. It was so different from the defeated, down-and-out approach I had to live before that it truly changed the way that I was living in virtually every single way. This is because once you change your psyche, you change the way that you approach life altogether, which results in you changing your entire life. You're going to start to notice many differences in your life as you change your psyche, too, all for the better. Before you officially get started, let's look at the 11 differences in the psyche of the mentally tough. Win now, win later. The mentally tough like to see themselves winning before the win ever even happens. If you're aiming to become mentally tough, you have to see yourself as a winner before you ever officially claim your win in real life. This way, you're already equipped with the level of commitment and drive that's going to help you stay committed until you lock in your official win. One big way that the mentally tough achieve a win now, win later experience is through visualization. For the mentally tough, visualization is not something that they have to set aside time for and remember to do, but instead, it's something that they engage in automatically as a way to encourage themselves to feel their inner winner. If you want to have a psyche like the mentally tough, you need to start visualizing yourself having successfully accomplished, completed, or won anything you're setting out to do before you even begin. If you can see your... Section 2. Building Mental Toughness. Chapter 5. Choosing an Empowering Life Mission. Building mental toughness starts with having a powerful mission that drives you forward, no matter what you're going through in life. A life mission is something that is so purposeful and meaningful to you that you're willing to do virtually anything to see it through. Your life mission makes for the perfect complement to your life purpose and meaning, which you can discover using the advice in my book, Secrets of How to Build Self-Discipline. Your life mission takes elements of your life purpose and turns it into a goal for what you want to actually work toward in your life. For example, my life purpose is to be a better role model and support for my family so that they have someone to look up to and rely on. This means that my life mission is to become a positive individual that you can rely on and look to for help in any situation. I do everything I can to learn how to make myself available for my family so that when they need me, I am there and they will want my help. Choosing your life mission starts with knowing what your life purpose is and why. This way, you can have a clear sense of focus on what you need to be doing in order to create the outcome that you desire to create. If you have not yet figured out your life purpose, starting there is a great idea. Once you've picked your life purpose and you know your reasoning behind why this purpose is so meaningful for you, you can begin to identify how your purpose might become a mission. Turning your purpose into your mission comes with knowing what specific tangible goal you could be working toward, and then ensuring that this goal meets SMART goal standards. SMART goals are specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time. Chapter 6, Creating Goals That Fuel You. Just because you've created your life mission does not mean that you're not going to need other goals in your life. Your life mission is the overarching mission that you're working toward achieving in all that you do, but it will not help you determine what your goals are in each area of your life. For example, my life mission gives me guidance in who I want to be in life, but it does not give me any direction on exactly what I want to do in my career, with my hobbies, in my friendships, or anywhere else in life. It simply gives me a North Star to help guide me in how I want to achieve these other goals. This is exactly how your life mission is going to be for you, too. You're going to use your life mission to help you create a North Star that you will use to guide you. But you're still going to need smaller goals to focus on to help you achieve success in each individual area of your life. As you create these goals, there are specific ways that you can create them to help you improve your mental toughness and see your goals all the way through every single time. First things first, it is important to understand the full value of your goals. If you understand the full value of your goals, you will feel passionate about them, and there's no greater motivator than passion. Your goals are not just an idea of how you want to do something. They are a commitment that you make to yourself and an opportunity that you have to achieve something bigger in life. If you want your goals to serve you while also helping you build mental toughness, you need to create goals that are going to help you succeed in achieving your desired end result every single time. Anytime you make a goal and then stop working toward the end goal because you decide it was not functional or a well-crafted goal, you're teaching. Chapter 7, The Power of Decision-Making. As children, we're taught to make decisions by being asked basic questions. People ask us things like, do you want apple juice or orange juice? Do you want to go to the water park or the pool? Are you going to take the art class or cooking class? And these are meant to encourage us to develop decision-making skills. Despite the encouragement and the opportunity being there, many of us are never actually taught about how we can arrive at a proper decision that we can feel confident in and happy with in the long run. Instead, we're simply asked and expected to figure the process out. Although this method helps us build basic problem-solving and decision-making skills, it doesn't really give us the information that we need to know to educate ourselves on how we can make serious decisions. This means that when we become adults and we have bigger decisions to make, we have no idea what we're supposed to do in order to make the right decision. Suddenly, we're faced with things like choosing a job we love for less pay, or choosing a job we hate or more pay, or choosing to stay with the person that you love even though it is incredibly challenging at times, or choosing to be single and start over on your own. These types of decisions are a lot more serious and have a far greater impact on our lives than the basic decisions we had to make as kids. And, because of a lack of education, many of us have no idea how to make these decisions in a way that actually serves us in the long run. What happens when we do not have strong decision-making skills is that we let our decisions be made for us rather than making them ourselves. For example, in the aforementioned scenarios, you may become so intimidated that you wait too long to decide, and so one of the companies retracts their offer. Chapter 8, Integration is the Key to Mental Toughness. One of the best quotes I have ever read was by Tony Robbins when he said, "Knowledge is not power. Action and application of knowledge are." For most of my adult life, I had all of the knowledge that I needed to make my situation better. Yet I never applied that knowledge, and so nothing ever changed. In the end, I was wildly frustrated with myself because even though I knew better, I didn't do better. And so myself and at times other people in my life were suffering. This happens for many people who have access to the knowledge that they need. It probably even happens to you, too. Chances are you've read about self-improvement before, and yet here you are, right now, still trying to figure out how to make it work. I'll bet you've had some great success with some things, but then other things never really work for you, even though you know about them. I'm even willing to bet that you have no idea what the difference is or why you're not effective at making certain things happen for you in your life. The truth is, there is one key difference that you're missing: integration. In order to get integration, you have to hack your mind and find a way to bypass that automatic shutdown that happens when you know something but then fail to apply it. That shutdown blocks your ability to make anything happen, and it is directly responsible for you not always getting the results that you desire in your life. According to neuro-linguistic programming, NLP, which is a science that studies how language affects our psychology, the words "I know" causes our brain to immediately shut down. When we say or think, "I know," what we're telling our brain is that we already have this information stored, and so there's no further reason to live. Chapter 9, The Common Factors in Mental Toughness. Mental toughness is a skill that has a foundation, which we discussed in Section 1, and then it also has multiple layers of additional skills that individuals learn as they grow. Because of this, mental toughness might look different for everyone, even though the results might be the same. This happens because the strategies that are going to help one person commit to being mentally tough may not be the strategies that are going to work for someone else. Although the element of mental toughness remains consistent, the method for achieving it varies. In fact, this can be said for virtually any study of psychology. That is why there are so many different types of psychological approaches to things, such as changing habits. One person may benefit more from cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, whereas another may benefit more from acceptance and commitment therapy, ACT. Although there is no concrete evidence of why different things work for different people, the commonly accepted theory by people in the field of psychology is that we are all inherently different based on our past experiences. As a result, our past experiences shape our perception, opinion, and experience in each moment, as well as in how we are impacted by the things that we engage with. For example, for someone who is extroverted, being around other people might be invigorating and exciting. For someone who is introverted, however, being around other people might be exhausting and overwhelming. The same can be said for virtually every experience in life, including mental toughness. This is precisely why there are so many different strategies that we can use to become mentally tough in our lives. With so many outlined strategies guiding you forward, you can find exactly what works for you and then persist with those strategies so that you can establish and nurture your sense of mental toughness. Chapter 10, Identifying Your Personal Hurdles. Every single person who walks this planet has their own unique challenges and hurdles in life that are likely experienced by them alone. These hurdles are often gained at some point in their past through troubling experiences that they faced that left lasting emotional and mental scars. As a result, they deal with these hurdles every day when they're trying to face life and get through any challenges or obstacles that they may encounter in their day-to-day lives. One of the biggest ways that you can increase your own mental toughness is through identifying what your own hurdles are and what types of weaknesses you carry in your life. Knowing your weaknesses helps you remain mindful of them as you go through life, which means that you're more likely to be aware of them and compassionate toward yourself when they present problems. People who are able to respond in this more aware and compassionate manner tend to navigate their weaknesses with ease, despite the fact that they still have a difficult emotional and mental response to the hurdles in the first place. In this chapter, I'm going to show you how to identify, become aware of, and act compassionately toward your personal hurdles so that you can begin to increase your mental toughness from within. The first step to identifying your own personal hurdles is to reflect on your life and understand what has held you back or prevented you from moving forward in the past. Ideally, you should write your personal hurdles down so that you can see them in front of you and reflect on them again at any point in the future should you feel the need to. Some examples of personal hurdles that people face include things like abandonment, addiction, aggression, blaming, complaining, compulsion, dominance, doubt, envy. Chapter 11, Leveraging Your Thoughts and Attitude. Your thoughts and attitude are capable of shaping your mindset and your emotional experiences in life, which makes them an incredibly powerful tool for you to use. People who are mentally tough habitually use their thoughts and attitude as a way to improve their emotional and mental state so that they are always in peak condition to create the results that they desire to create in life. As with changing your experience with your personal hurdles and weaknesses, finding a way to be more forgiving and compassionate toward yourself for having a poor attitude or consistent negative thoughts in the past is important. One loophole that people fall into, myself included, when they're trying to become more mentally tough, is that they bully themselves for not having been stronger in the past. It can be easy to be negative toward yourself for being negative in the past, but as you can see, this only further perpetuates the challenges that you have faced in the past as a part of your negative thoughts and attitude. Learning how to forgive yourself and be compassionate toward yourself for how you have behaved in the past is key in helping you let go of these past behaviors and move on. This way, you can use the past as a learning device to show you how you can do better, rather than using it to punish yourself for not having done better already. Your thoughts and attitudes are shaped by many things, but over time, they become habitual. Although you may have learned them from your family or peers, or picked them up as a byproduct of an experience you may have had, chances are, you've been engaging in them so long that at this point, they are habits. This means that you need to approach your habitual thoughts and attitudes the same way you would approach any other habit, by understanding what triggers them, identifying what exactly the habit is, and then choosing a new. Chapter 12, Powerful Thought Shifts. In addition to leveraging your thoughts and attitudes, you can also make powerful thought shifts within yourself that are going to change your life for good. In the previous chapter, we talked about leveraging your mindset to help motivate you and keep you committed to seeing things through, even when it feels tough. Now, we're going to talk about how you can shift your thoughts in a powerful way to lead to a happier and healthier relationship with yourself. This way, you can start nurturing your mental and emotional well-being through the power of your own mind, allowing you to have a stronger foundation from which to grow your mental toughness. As you'll recall from the 6 core skills that all people who are mentally tough have, this is crucial in becoming mentally tough and maintaining that toughness in your life. When it comes to changing your inner dialogue, using the CBT technique from the previous chapter to change your dialogue around specific triggers is extremely effective. However, if you're engaging in this negative dialogue on a consistent basis, you're going to need to go a little further than using CBT to help you get beyond this behavior. In that case, you're going to want to go even deeper into mindset work revolving around affirmations, self-awareness, and self-acceptance. In this chapter, we're going to discuss some psychology-backed practices that you can use to help you overcome this dialogue so that you can start being kinder to yourself and experiencing healthier thoughts and emotions altogether. Jill P. Weber, PhD, at a private practice in Washington, D.C., says that the key to changing your inner dialogue starts with knowing how you need to start speaking to yourself. As odd as that may seem, many people never actually learn how to speak nicely to themselves. And Chapter 13, Higher Tolerance, Higher Toughness. Mental toughness is not all about being gentle and kind to yourself. In fact, gentle and kindness is only part of it. People who have effectively harnessed the power of mental toughness know that being kind and gentle is how they can help themselves feel nurtured and cared for, so that when they need to push their upper limits, they can. This way, when you're pushing for more from yourself, and you're asking for mental toughness from yourself, you have the strength and energy to offer that added effort into all that you're doing. Once you have effectively learned how to take care of yourself in between, it's time to learn how you can properly increase your tolerance so that you can increase your toughness. In other words, you need to find a way to improve your ability to handle hardships in life so that you are less likely to emotionally, energetically, and mentally bottom out anytime you face a challenge. Think of this like building your muscle definition. If you were training to be a weightlifter, you would slowly lift heavier and heavier weights until eventually you had a high tolerance for weight resistance and could lift incredibly heavy weights. In between sessions, you would be gentle with your muscles and take care of them so that they healed well in order for you to be able to push yourself harder in your next session. The process to getting toward that weight that you want to be able to carry would be slow and consistent so that when you got there, you were not hurting yourself or overexerting yourself trying to make it happen. Instead, it happened gradually and naturally, and now you're able to maintain that level of weight tolerance with ease. This is exactly what you need to do with your mind. Increasing your mental toughness tolerance comes from slowly exposing. Chapter 14, creating emotional stability within. In addition to knowing how to handle shorter, intense bursts of emotion and energy in your life, you also need to know how to handle your emotions in general. As you may remember, emotional resilience and emotional intelligence are the cornerstones of mental toughness, as they provide one of the key foundational elements for this entire state of mind. Knowing how to manage your emotions and create emotional stability means that you can rely on yourself to stop reacting to challenging situations in a way that is purely based on emotion. People who obviously lack emotional stability can be challenging and sometimes even scary to be around. That being said, you do not have to be at risk of seriously harming other people during a burst of anger to be considered emotionally stable. In fact, some might argue that anyone who impulsively reacts to an emotional experience is experiencing some degree of emotional instability in their lives. This means that virtually all of us, even those who are mentally tough, experience some degree of emotional instability in their lives. That being said, people who are mentally tough put a great deal of effort into minimizing the number of emotionally unstable outbursts they have in their lives, so that they can stay in control more often than not. To improve your own mental toughness, then, you need to do your best to be as stable within your emotions as you possibly can. Learning how to respond to an emotional experience rather than impulsively react to an emotional experience is challenging, as you deny a natural process from happening within your brain. See, emotions are a survival mechanism that we were all born with that helps us react to our environment so that we can lead lives that are happy and enjoyable rather than dangerous or deadly. This way, when we experience... Chapter 15, Bulletproof, with a backup plan. One of the biggest secrets of the mentally tough is that they are never approaching anything in life without a backup plan. As the saying goes, whatever can go wrong will go wrong, and the mentally tough know that it's best to be prepared for the worst. Many people think that the mentally tough simply pick a path and stubbornly commit to seeing it through no matter what. But the truth is, this type of behavior does not reflect mental toughness at all. Instead, it reflects a lack of flexibility, an unwillingness to adapt or evolve, and ignorance in that they are exerting all of their emotional and energetic strength towards something that is not working out. Instead, they could be finding a better way forward that allows them to still achieve their desired result without trying to push through with the plan that is not working. As you build mental toughness in your own life, cultivating a backup plan for every significant plan you make is crucial. This proves that you are alert enough to become aware of possible challenges or hardships that you may face in your plan, allowing you to identify alternate routes that you will take if those challenges prove to be too challenging to overcome. These are the very measures of mental toughness that prove that someone is going to actually make it with their plans, even when their plans seem insurmountable. The key to creating a strong backup plan is to start with your original plan first. Begin by creating your plan in the same way that I mentioned in Chapter 6, where you created goals that were guaranteed to succeed. This way, you have a strong, original plan for you to follow as you begin your venture in achieving what you have set out to achieve. Once you have identified your entire original plan, you need to go ahead and begin. Chapter 16, The Power of Visualization. Visualization can help people in many ways, ranging from becoming more effective at sports to improve their self-confidence and self-esteem before facing a big challenge in your life. Using visualization is highly effective for mental toughness, as it allows you to identify what mental toughness looks like and then visualize yourself having already obtained that level of mental toughness. As a result, your brain internalizes that visualization and begins to develop the emotions and emotional connections to that visualization that support you with bringing it into your reality. Back when the Soviet Union was in place, there was a computer specialist who went by the name Nathan Sharansky. This gentleman spent 9 years in prison in the USSR for being accused of being a spy, which led to him spending a great deal of those 9 years in solitary confinement. While there, Sharansky decided to play a game of mental chess against himself, where he would close his eyes and visualize a chessboard in his head, and then visualize the moves that he would make against himself. He claimed that if he was going to spend that much time alone, in solitary, he might as well become the world champion at playing chess while he was at it. In 1996, a few years after he was released from prison in the USSR, Sharansky beat the world champion chess player and became the new world champion. This type of result is not exclusive to one highly intelligent prisoner either. People in all different types of sports, careers, and walks of life have been using visualization as a tool for improving their skills and mindset for years. In fact, the CIA conducted a study on the power of visualization in 1983 that proved that using your mind to visualize. Chapter 17, Cultivating Trust in Yourself. One of the greatest things that we can gift ourselves within our lives is the presence of our own trust. Trusting in yourself can be the difference between being mentally tough or not, because with trust, you can feel confident in yourself and in your abilities. When you're confident in yourself and in your abilities, you know yourself and you know what you're capable of. As a result, you know how to work with yourself in order to achieve any goal that you desire to achieve in your life. Without trust in yourself, it can be easy to doubt your ability to have positive experiences in life. You might find yourself feeling completely unsure about how you can handle yourself in a way that is going to achieve your desired results because you do not trust that you're capable of taking the necessary action to make it happen. This happens because you have not taken the time to get to know yourself. Knowing yourself is the key difference between those who trust themselves and those who don't, because those who trust themselves know what they can handle and are able to trust in that. They become well aware of what they are capable of, and they know their own strengths and weaknesses in meticulous detail, meaning that they are capable of determining whether or not they can do something before they even set out to try. If they can't do something, they know exactly what they need to do in order to learn or in order to tap into a different resource to help them achieve success with that particular task in their lives. Getting to know yourself is the single most effective method for trusting yourself because it allows you to have clear knowledge in what you're capable of, what you are not capable of, and what you need to make things happen in your life. There are many wonderful ways to get to know yourself and cultivate this level of self-awareness with yourself, and it is important. Conclusion. Achieving mental toughness is not the easiest feat. If it was, everyone would have already done it by now, and we would have no need to study and understand the concept of mental toughness at this point. The fact that you are here and willing to learn about your mental toughness is incredible. Believe me when I say that mental toughness is one of the greatest lessons that you are ever going to teach yourself, as it will show you exactly how you can begin to navigate life in the same way that some of the most successful people in the world do it. And because you are equipped with mental toughness, you'll be able to achieve massive levels of success with far less likelihood of emotional and mental burnout. When I was building mental toughness in my own life, one of the best gifts I ever gave myself was my own patience and acceptance. As you navigate life with mental toughness, you're going to need to learn how to be patient and accepting with yourself because, to be frank, you're not always going to be good at it. There are going to be times where you feel mentally weak or where your mental toughness techniques do not pan out and you fall back on old habits to help get you through. This is perfectly natural, and it is an experience that you are going to have. It is inevitable. Being patient and accepting with yourself and realizing in advance that there are going to be experiences that are more challenging than others immediately sets you up for success by putting you in the mindset of being ready to try again right from day one. This way, rather than seeing those setbacks as failures, you see them as inevitably lessons that are merely guiding you toward greater mental toughness. As you continue developing mental toughness in your life, this has been Secrets of Mental Toughness, Mindset Mastery to Become Strongest Man. Change your thoughts, eliminate negative thinking, and build positive attitude. Mental Training for Strength, Success, Willpower. Written by Dan Jacob, narrated by Russell Newton. Copyright 2020 by Dan Jacob. Production copyright by Dan Jacob. More information regarding today's book and the author can be found at audible.com or amazon.com. Show notes and further information can be found at russelericnewton.com. With a collection of trivia, research, news stories, and knowledge from some of the newest audiobooks on the market, this has been the Voice Over Work Podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services.